Look, I didn't know that around Easter time, along with the chocolate treats, bunnies are also given as presents. It's something I really didn't know, wasn't really exposed to, of having pets being given as gifts at certain times of the year, particularly Easter. I did not know that people give what are first cute little bunnies as pets this time of the year. But of course, it's a situation that can quickly turn sour when parents and kids learn that these little rabbits, furry creature friends, are not always as friendly and cuddly as they expect. It's currently a topic of conversation, consternation in the Durbanville area. People saying that around the Durbanville cemetery and surrounds, they've seen a rapid increase in the rabbit population because people use that area to dump the rabbits and the bunnies that have now grown a little bit too large for their homes, causing a little bit of controversy. Some locals there think it's absolutely great and encourage people to feed them, while others see it as a nuisance. Some people even see it as being detrimental to the local flora and fauna population. The Belinda Abram is a spokesperson for the Society Prevention Against Cruelty to Animals. Belinda, thanks so much for joining us. How common is the dumping of rabbits? Where are the hotspots?
Good morning to you, Lester, and good morning to the listeners. I would start off by saying that, you know, the SPCA hasn't been, you know, made aware of this specific instance, but we have been made, you know, aware of instances like this before, where the problem is likely caused by people who buy rabbits for their children and then dump them when they realize they're very expensive to care for and they actually don't make ideal pets for children.
Have we seen any spaces of hotspots of what were once domestic pets now being essentially feral? I know that there are concerned organizations that look after the well-being in the South Peninsula and in the deep south of the city. Do we know that we've seen these little colonies of what are now previously owned rabbits? And of course, rabbits do breed like rabbits. Any feral populations around the city?
I wouldn't say there are feral populations, Lester. I think they're more than likely domestic rabbits that have been, you know, previously owned pets that are now have now been set free to take care of themselves.
What does our current animal protection legislation say when there is an explosion of a population? Of course, people see it as maybe harmless. They encourage people to go and feed because, shame, what are the poor bunnies going to do to survive? Others saying, well, this could be a potential problem, particularly if a population of discarded, dumped rabbits explode.
You know, Lester, the welfare issues really come in or come to the fore when rabbits start inbreeding. They start fighting with each other. They get sick or injured. They're attacked by dogs. They're knocked over by vehicles. Or they start suffering at the hands of human intolerance. So the legislation, which is the mandate of the SPCA, which is the Animals Protection Act number 71 of 1962, is very clear on in terms of that. It says, you know, any person who, being the owner of the animal, deliberately or without reasonable cause or excuse, abandons it, whether permanently or not, in circumstances that are likely to cause that animal suffering or harm. So in these matters, yeah, it's most definitely prosecutable. And those that are found guilty of an offence are liable to conviction, a 12-month conviction, and or a 40,000 rand fine.
Are sterilisation programs the answer? That would mean a program to round up and then sterilise each and every discarded rabbit that is found now breeding in certain parts of the city.
Yeah, I think, you know, sterilisation would obviously prevent the breeding, but there would be very many other welfare concerns. And we've seen this in the past where we have been involved in rounding up an overpopulation of rabbits, in that, you know, the inbreeding has caused physical deformities or there are injuries and disease that you know, means that the animals actually have to be humanely euthanized. They're far beyond our help, and sterilization wouldn't solve that problem. But it's most definitely important.
are friendly, fluffy bunnies and rabbits. Obviously, you know, there are certain animals that I think unfairly tug on our heartstrings. Animals are animals. And of course, some domestic animals are closer to our hearts than others. Would it be advisable for people to go out and, you know, go feed, put out rabbit food or vegetables? Is that largely encouraged or discouraged by animal welfare organizations?
I think it's very difficult. You know, anybody with a heart for animals that sees suffering or animals starving or being malnourished, you know, these are domestic animals. They don't necessarily have the skills they need to thrive or survive on their own. And we can understand people wanting to do that. And, you know, as a temporary measure, I would say yes. But really, just get in touch with the SPCA. Rather call us on 021700 415829 and after hours on 083-326-1604 and make a report so that we become aware of the problem.
Belinda Abram, she's with the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. Are you aware of any populations, communities of discarded rabbits, once owned, once as lovely and well-received gifts, that now have become too big and now people are unable to manage them? There is apparently some consternation in the Durbanville area around the Durbanville Cemetery, where people have said, yes, let's feed them, let's go after the rabbits. Other people are saying, we don't want an explosion of these rabbits. So what do we do? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.
Good morning, Cape Town.
Lester Kibbett.
Starting your day
on Cape Talk.
Oh, this is fascinating. And I've had it from a police officer. Lester, I've had it with Uber drivers and their passengers. I'm a police officer. Uber vehicles stop wherever they want. And when you ask them to please move the vehicles, it is the passengers who would jump down my throat and tell me to go do some real police work and go address the taxis. I won't be so nice next time. It will be a fine for the driver and for you as the passenger who's shouting at me. You can be arrested for obstructing me in executing my duties. Okay, that's a fascinating perspective. Zuki says, adulting, Lester. I've had it with adulting. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Providing a platform. Just, you can moan in the first hour of the show. We provide you that space for a cathartic complaint, a good gripe, a moralistic moan. You're welcome to. Coming up for Eyewitness News.